Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, could you imagine growing up in a country like Australia with relatives that you've never met in North Korea, a grandfather perhaps that escaped from North Korea, a grandmother who escaped from there 30 years ago and who've lived not knowing whether their family, their house, their positions, what happened to them? And could you imagine being part of a Korean community in our country, Australia, watching the events unfold last Friday? Talk of denuclearization, talk of potential reunification over time, talk of getting together and loving each other coming out of the mouth of a man who the West has only known as a tyrant. And if you grew up with that as your family background, imagine your mixed feelings today. The number of Christians in South Korea has grown exponentially since the years of the war and before that, the Japanese occupation. And certainly they are very vibrant and alive faith communities here in Australia and wherever else they have settled. Well, this afternoon I visited a wonderful church, the Siloam Presbyterian Korean Church in Strathfield.
My mother's mum, so my maternal grandmother and my grandfather fled from North Korea region. That was before the war, Korean War. And they fled when the North Korea became dictatorship.
Obviously, I haven't met any relatives I may have in North Korea. I don't know any faces or names. But just knowing that my grandfather, when he speaks of his childhood and when he reflects back on the early years of his life, he's speaking about a country that he couldn't imagine visiting again.
They were so scared that on the night they were escaping, my grandmother's next door lady, she just had a newborn. She had to actually bury the baby alive in the sand so that the baby wouldn't cry and she could get on the boat quietly. So it was that scary. For them, the communism, the idealism, yeah, is for them, that is such a god to them that they just human life is nothing compared to their idealism.
It also compelled him to write an autobiography so that later on, if we wanted to find out about his childhood and what he grew up with, we'd be able to know it through the stories that he's written rather than having to go ourselves. But now there's a possibility that we may be able to go there. So it's quite exciting now to see how this all pans out.
I spoke with an elderly man in this church a few minutes ago. He said that he was crying when he was watching the events on Friday. What was your response?
It's more cautious optimism at this stage. I think it's a lot of political rhetoric, and I think it's interesting to see how it sort of pans out in reality rather than just, signing pieces of paper for political gain. Yeah, let's wait and see what happens.
Kim's father went down a similar path after a similar trajectory, actually, building up and then offering concessions, and as a result got quite a lot of, well, foreign aid, I suppose. Is that still in the memory of the people here?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. So Kim's father and the Bush administration, I think there was a similar sort of parallel to this. So, yeah, I think that still does sort of sit in my mind, and we'll just have to see how it pans out.
We started this church in Strathfield 27 years ago. Yeah, Korea was changing at the time, in the middle of a change in my life, actually. When I was born, Korea was poor, undeveloped. But when I was, teenagers, Korea was a developing country. You know, when I left Korea, Korea was a still developing country at the time, just before the Seoul Olympics.
Were you a Christian at that time?
I was Christian at the time, yep. I was Christian when I was 4 years old. When my father and mother decided to go to church.
I believe that 27% of the South Korean population is Christian.
Yes, it is, not including Catholics.
Why has the church been so strong? Why has church growth been so strong?
Well, there are many reasons. The first thing I can see is that the missionary in Korea were very good people.
In some respects, has that been a condition brought about because of the war and the American involvement?
Yeah, it is true. But you know, even before that, when Korea was occupied by Japanese, the Christianity was spread out because of the missionaries' works. They built many schools and hospitals. That was good, you know, the tools to preach the gospels. But yeah, certainly, yes, during the Korean War, the only hope was, you know, to pray God. And, I think that they also, you know, that was one of the reasons. Yeah.
Could you imagine yourself having mission into North Korea?
Yes, yes. We can't say more details now, but there are something going on there. I know some people there, and some people are also visiting from U.S. or Canada. They built hospitals, and they support something. Through Compassion Korea, we have a prepared strategy to serve, you know, the North Korean children. So they completed the plan to serve 1,300 churches in North Korea.
Are North Korean people open to the gospel?
Hopefully, yes. But at this stage, it's difficult. I know that. But, you know, the time will come soon.
Can I ask you, is it difficult because they've grown up with a fear and a mistrust of their South Korean colleagues, but also the West generally?
We see a different way. when he actually prepared the education program for the North Korean children, we noticed that their education system was really great. We can only change from Il-sung Kim to Jesus Christ. And, because they're simple, they are well dedicated to the one theory. We only can try to help them to change from their government to the Jesus Christ. Even, you know, the Western country is difficult, more complicated. But North Koreans, I think it's easier, you know, if they just open the door. Yeah.
From the things that he's done in the past and things that he's said, it's just a huge turnaround. So I don't know how much credence there is, but, you know, there's always hope, isn't there? So you just hope that, you know, there's a transformation in him and he just sees the dire need to change. And I don't know, maybe he really does love the people and he, you know, he wants this for his people. I really hope that he's doing it for the right reasons, yeah.
Mm. As a Christian, are you praying for North Korea? Are you praying for the situation there?
I do pray for them. I do see the suffering, and I'm hoping that it really is for the common people, and not just to gain votes or whatever, like gain popularity or to show the world that I'm a capable leader, that sort of thing. I hope it's not that. I really hope that it's really for his people and for the country. So yeah.
Is it an aspiration of yours to see the two Koreas reunited, or are your aspirations now in the West?
Personally, I don't believe I would ever go to live in Korea. So a united Korea for me wouldn't be somewhere I'd live. But I guess I do have aspirations for the two countries that they would unify, and there is a better future for both countries. Yeah. 성경에
임하소서 로마서 5장 I preached today from conflict to the era of peace because of last week peace talk. So we pray that God will help North Korean people so that they can be, open their doors, and also help us to be humble, to serve them. Jesus Christ came here as a human being, the incarnation. So I emphasized, the principle of incarnation to serve people. You know, when you fail to serve people because we didn't incarnate, You know, that's what happened when he served to North Korea. I know North Korean people very well. I met many people, and we have frequent chances. But we have to show them the humility and the genuine, you know, incarnation, you know, the motivation, so that, you know, they can be moved. They know, you know, the real heart. So the most important thing is that we pray that God help us to be incarnate as Jesus Christ did, so that we can help them.
Members of the Siloam Korean Presbyterian Church in Strathfield, and thanks to Senior Minister Reverend Byong J. Ru for his hospitality. His vision is to grow a new ministry centre at Rydalmere nearby to serve the wider community. He sees his mission field as Sydney. But as you've heard, his Korean community church also has a very big heart to see Christ proclaimed in North Korea. And may it be so.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.